Spiritual reflection in Islam is aimed at strengthening this connection. When a person engages in worship with full attention, remembers God frequently, and turns towards Him with sincerity, a deep bond is formed. In the words of the Hadith, at such moments, a person enters into a kind of intimate communion with his Lord. He feels as if he is speaking directly to God and that his words are being heard. This experience has a profound effect on the human soul. It brings a deep sense of peace and contentment. One may feel overwhelmed, even moved to tears. These are not signs of weakness, but of a heart that has become alive. At such moments, a person begins to receive inner guidance and clarity. According to a hadith, the Prophet Muhammad said that the highest form of worship is to pray as if you see God. Sahih al-Bukhari, this does not mean seeing God physically, but rather attaining such a level of awareness that one feels His presence. When a person reaches this state, worship becomes a deeply meaningful experience. It is no longer a routine, but a source of spiritual nourishment. It is this feeling of closeness to God that represents the highest stage of spiritual uplift. It is a state in which a person finds peace within and spreads peace around him. In this way, spiritual uplift is not only a personal achievement, but also a social contribution. A spiritually awakened individual becomes a source of harmony in the world. Thus, Islam aims to transform the individual from within. It nurtures the human soul, refines character, and establishes a life based on peace, love, and God consciousness. This is the true meaning of spiritual uplift. If we reflect on human nature, we find that above all else, it longs for peace and love. Every individual desires to live in a peaceful environment and to be treated with kindness and affection by others. No one wishes to live in fear, hatred, or hostility. True spirituality is not defined by outward appearance, but by inner character. A genuinely spiritual person does not harm others, even when he has the power to do so. He becomes a source of safety and reassurance for all living beings. In earlier times, eclipses were explained solely through superstition. However, by the 19th century, scientific observation had established that eclipses are natural and understandable events in space. There is nothing mysterious or inexplicable about them. Numerous scholarly works have been written on the subject of eclipses. Among these are Eclipses of the Sun and Moon, 1937 by Sir F. W. Dyson, Eclipse Phenomena in Astronomy, 1969 by F. Link, and Eclipses in the Second Millennium BC, 1954 by G. Van den Berg. If we examine human history, we can identify three distinct phases in the understanding of eclipses. The first phase was dominated by superstition, where eclipses were interpreted through myths and unfounded beliefs. The second phase corresponds to the Islamic period, during which a rational and faith-based understanding was presented. The third phase began in the modern era, following the invention of the telescope, when eclipses came to be studied scientifically and explained through empirical observation. According to Islam, an eclipse is not a matter of superstition. It is, in essence, an astronomical event of a physical nature. At the same time, it is part of the natural system created by the Creator of the universe. It serves as a manifestation of God's omnipotent power and as an introduction to the Lord of all creation. In its silent and awe-inspiring manner, an eclipse points towards the wisdom and order inherent in the divine design of the universe. Towards the end of the life of the Prophet Muhammad, his wife Maria Qibtiyya gave birth to a son in Medina. The Prophet named him Ibrahim, after the Prophet Abraham. The child lived for only 1.5 years and passed away on January 6, 632. It so happened that his death coincided with a solar eclipse. At that time, an ancient belief was prevalent that solar and lunar eclipses occurred due to the death of a king or an important person. Since the Prophet Muhammad was the leader of Medina, some people began to attribute the eclipse to the death of his son. As soon as the Prophet heard this, he firmly rejected such an interpretation. Several narrations of this incident are recorded in the books of Hadith. According to one report in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet came swiftly to the mosque when the eclipse began. He led the people in prayer, and by the time he had completed it, the eclipse had ended. He then addressed the gathering and explained that people mistakenly believe that the sun and the moon eclipse because of the death of an important individual. He clarified that this is not true. The eclipses of the sun and the moon are not related to the death of any human being. Rather, both the sun and the moon are among God's creations, and they function according to His will. He further instructed that when people witness an eclipse, they should turn towards God in prayer. The prophet also stated that solar and lunar eclipses are among the signs of God. This statement carries a deeper and more profound meaning. It indicates that such phenomena are not merely physical events but are also signs that point towards a higher reality. If a person reflects deeply upon the occurrence of eclipses, it can lead to the realization of God. Thus, these events serve not only as astronomical signs but also as spiritual indicators. Eclipses are indeed remarkable demonstrations of the order present in the universe. They occur when three celestial bodies, the sun, the earth, and the moon, come into a precise alignment during their motion. There is an enormous difference in the sizes of these three bodies. If the moon were compared to a grain of sand, the earth would be comparable to a football, while the sun would be larger than the Himalayas. Despite these vast differences, when these bodies align and are observed from the earth, they appear almost equal in size. This is due to the precise distances at which they are positioned. When the moon comes between the sun and the earth, a solar eclipse occurs. When the earth comes between the sun and the moon, a lunar eclipse takes place. This phenomenon is the result of an extraordinarily precise arrangement of three moving bodies of vastly different sizes within the immense expanse of space. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, an eclipse occurs due to a remarkable coincidence in which the sizes and distances of the sun and the moon are such that they appear nearly equal in angular size when viewed from the earth. However, describing this phenomenon as a coincidence is not a satisfactory explanation. Such a precise and consistent alignment, occurring repeatedly over millions of years, cannot reasonably be attributed to chance. If it were merely a coincidence, it would not exhibit such regularity. Rather, this consistent order points towards the existence of an all-powerful being who governs the universe with precision. The eclipse is one of the countless extraordinary events that occur in the vastness of space. The Quran refers to such phenomena in the words, "That is the disposition of the Almighty, the All-Knowing." 36:38. This verse highlights the fact that the universe operates according to a well-designed system established by God. There are innumerable celestial bodies scattered throughout the universe, all of which are under the control of the Lord of the universe. The movements of planets and stars are regulated with perfect accuracy. The solar system, in which the Earth is located, is one such example of this precise order. It silently proclaims that there exists an omnipotent God who exercises complete control over this vast and immeasurable cosmos. Solar and lunar eclipses are phenomena that we can observe directly. To many people, they appear as astonishing or even miraculous events. Some may regard them merely as astronomical occurrences, while others may perceive them as signs of something greater. According to the teachings of Islam, they are among the great signs of God. For this reason, Islam instructs believers to engage in worship at the time of an eclipse. Performing prayers is an acknowledgement that the eclipse is not just a natural event but also a divine sign. Science, in essence, is the study of the universe. The Quran, however, calls upon believers to go beyond mere observation and to reflect deeply upon the creation of the heavens and the earth. It describes believers as those who remember God in all states, standing, sitting, and lying down, and who contemplate the creation, saying, "Our Lord, you have not created all this without purpose." 3:191. In this sense, both the scientist and the believer engage with the universe. However, there is a fundamental difference between the two. The scientist seeks knowledge for its own sake, while the believer seeks meaning and guidance through knowledge. For the scientist, knowledge may be an end in itself, but for the believer, it is a means to a higher end. A scientist may be satisfied with discovering facts, whereas a believer finds fulfillment only when such knowledge strengthens faith and deepens understanding of the Creator. An eclipse serves as a manifestation of God's omnipotent power and as an introduction to the Lord of all creation. In its silent and awe-inspiring manner, an eclipse points towards the wisdom and order inherent in the divine design of the universe. The scientist seeks knowledge for its own sake, while the believer seeks meaning and guidance through knowledge. For the scientist, knowledge may be an end in itself, but for the believer, it is a means to a higher end. Humble yourself before God and you will be raised in His sight.